our guys are looking forward to that challenge. We've brought some new people in here, and we'll see how they do incorporating them in to the defensive side of the football, and we'll just see. We'll see. I can't tell you play time and all that. I don't know all that yet. So we got to give them a couple practices here, get it under their belt. But we look forward to the new additions. Time's yours. I'm focusing in on the Denver Broncos and not Ray Rice situation, but right this minute. But we've talked to the team about it and address it there, which is important. As far as Michael's situation, that was a bit of a different situation. However, I felt that as long as they go through the repentance process and do those things that are needed there, that in certain cases they can, people should be given a second chance. That's what America is, as long as they learn from the first situation. So, I can't get into all that. Let's just move on to the Denver Broncos here.
Who takes over calling the plays in the middle between Mauga and James Michael Johnson?
They both do it. They both have done it, and they'll both have certain responsibilities of who calls. I'm not sure Bob's made that decision on who he green dots yet. So.
Andy, Dwayne Bowe's back, and he'll be doing what he normally would do.
He is. We'll ease him back in and just make sure he gets himself back into the swing of things. He really hadn't done much for a few weeks. So remember, he had the quad there before the suspension there. So.
You see him playing a full role this weekend?
I believe he will.
He's getting to be that age where guys in his position tend to lose their skills. What have you seen, if anything, from him that would indicate he's still got it?
Yeah, I'll tell you, his he had a great training camp and preseason. So I don't think I haven't seen anything there. I liked what I saw there, and he came back in great shape, and I expect he'd have a real good year.
You touched on this during camp. You mentioned kind of a hand issue with him. Has that resolved itself?
Yeah, he did. He had a finger that he messed up pretty good there, but he's doing good now. So he's back and ready to roll.
What do you like about offensively with playing both?
What do I like?
How much work?
Yeah, well, Frankie did a nice job for what we asked him to do in the game. Dwayne has been a big part of the offenses here since he's been here, and he was with us last year. He's an important part of that. He's somebody that the quarterback has a lot of trust in and a lot of reps with, and he's got a high skill level. So he's always got a pretty good chunk of our offense, for every game week.
Yeah.
Well, as a quarterback, you kind of like to have your guys there, and guys in particular that you've had reps with, so they've seen all the looks that you can see, and they've developed that relationship and the trust factor.
So. Andy, what did you like about Big Vic, bringing him in here? Obviously, he's familiar with Denver.
Yeah, Vickers. He was somebody we were very concerned about last year when we played him, and I told him that, when he got hurt, I felt bad for him, but I can't tell you I was the saddest guy in the world on this thing because he's a pretty substantial load there and good football player. We welcome him in, and he's coming off an injury that he had. He went through training camp and did his thing there, and now he has an opportunity, as a seasoned veteran, to come in here and help this football team. Yeah, listen, I thought the first half, I thought we played real good defense the first half, and then things got away from us just a bit as the game went on. But I thought for the most part that first half, that's good quality football. I thought the offensive side needed to pick up the pace there. But the defense, I thought, played good football. We just got to maintain that all the way through the game.
Specifically, the running game, the run defense.
Yeah, so, you know, listen. Yeah, the other guys haven't had as many reps in that in there, so there might be a little bit of that. I hate getting into that because, I mean, it sounds like you're belly aching up here, and that's not what we do. The next guy we expect to come in and play, but there was obviously something that took place there and without those two in there.
Just elaborate a little bit about the players on the Red Rocks. Guys just need to be reminded. I mean, we know right from wrong. What's your message to them?
Well, I would say that same thing. We're just a microcosm of society. So we have the same issues here that you have in the world. And so constant, reminders are important, I think, on a lot of things for all of us.
Any particular reason why you went to Franklin off the practice squad instead of Nico Johnson?
Well, and it's not, listen, Nico's a good football player, but Zombo's also been working at the Mike linebacker, and then the other kid gives us a little bit better. He's a real good special teams player is what he is. So.
A couple more guys. What kind of talent do you have with not only playing at Denver, but even
you
know, guys kind of pulling the same direction after what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, that part with this football team, the way they're wired, I don't worry much about the latter part of that question. It's always a challenge to play in Denver. We understand that, and we're up for it. We're going to prepare ourselves and make sure we get ourselves right and go up there and play our best football.
What do you think these young players about Peyton Manning? I mean, they haven't seen him and all the things he does. How do you prepare a young player for him?
Yeah, well, you've got to study him, and he's going to complete a pass or two. I mean, that's what he does, and so you don't get down on that. You just get on with the next play.
Yeah.